Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are talking money this whole hour. I'll tell you what, this is the time of year that we focus on money. Either we don't have enough of it, we don't know what to do with it, or we need more credit. Yep, I said it. We need more credit because we think we're getting ready for the holidays. And my next guest isn't going to be happy that I said we need more credit, because Judith Mason is the Vice President of Community Development for Dollar Bank. Okay, Judith, so maybe we don't need more credit, but maybe we're looking for ways to boost our credit scores.
Yeah, and I've come across a lot of tips and tricks, and I always want to share the ones that really stand out.
Okay.
So one of them is pay your bills on time every month, because that's 35% of your score. So that's a big factor.
35% of your credit score is the timeliness in which you pay. Okay. All right.
Pay at least the minimum amount. Like, paying off your balance each month is ideal to avoid interest. But a lot of people can't do that. So if you don't pay this, it will count as a missed payment. And the credit card company or whoever will look at it as a missed payment.
Okay.
And again, credit utilization. Okay. 30%. Your balances should be 30% of your limit on a credit card. And that's 30% of your score, too. So just right there.
I was going to say, just paying on time and how much credit I use, that's 65% of my credit score?
That's it. That's big.
That's huge, Judith. That's huge. All right, so just doing like the math, and I'm not a math wizard, so we'll keep it simple, like $100. So if I have a $100 credit limit, then I'm allowed to use $30?
That's it.
You heard the sound in my voice, right?
$30? $30, that's all? Yes.
Now, let me just do a hypothetical, and I'll let you keep going through the list.
Okay.
What if I have a $100 limit, I use $99, but I pay it all off in that month?
Well, that's when you want to call your credit card company and find out when they report to the credit bureaus.
Okay.
It could be every 30 days. It could be every 35 days. But, you know, you just don't want to go over that period of time.
Oh, because if that's
got a
like
a window there.
So if it's right in the middle, then it's going to look like I've used 99% of my credit.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, I'll stay at my $30. All right, keep going. Keep going,
okay.
Judith.
Look at your free credit report. There's something called annualcreditreport.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that is free. Okay.
Okay.
Whenever it says free credit report, then it's not free. It really isn't.
Okay.
So you can get this once a year from all three credit bureaus, Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian. And you can look at it. It doesn't show a score, but it does show the activity and possibly some errors that might be on your credit report. So you have time to correct those.
Okay. All right. And again, if I'm getting my annualcreditreport.com, it doesn't hurt my credit score.
Absolutely. When you authorize someone to pull your credit reports, that's when it dings your credit score. But if you do it yourself, nothing happens.
And so just let me get a clarification. When you say it dings your credit score, what does that really mean?
That means it drops it, because you get penalized for someone pulling your credit report. So it could drop 3 or 4 points.
And in the credit score world, 3 or 4 points makes a big difference?
That's big. Yeah.
Oh, is it? Wow.
Especially if you're trying to increase it.
Uh-huh.
You know,
okay.
It's like going forward and then falling back again.
Okay.
All right. And when you find errors on your credit report, if you don't keep tabs on your report all the time, and that's why I tell people to look at your credit report from time to time, you know, and you'll notice the errors or fraudulent activity on there right away, and you can call the credit bureaus.
Oh, wait. So I have to do more than just look at the number. I have to actually look at what's in the report.
You're in charge of... See, long time ago, people didn't think that you were the person that was supposed to manage your credit report. But you do. You do have to look at it every so often because there's so much stuff, people hacking and doing all kinds of stuff out there. So you got to be on top of it.
So you really need to look at it because there could be something on there that wasn't or wasn't yours.
It's
okay.
Yep.
All right.
Okay, and know what credit score you're looking at. There's three of them. Like I said, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. And the FICO score is the most used score by the banks. But, you know, there's other scores out there too. But those are the three credit bureaus. Okay? Knowing your credit reports. So we talked about knowing your credit reports to your creditor reports to the bureaus. And that's key. And keep your cards in good standing. Don't let them close for no activity.
Okay.
Keep something on there, something small. And the best way to do it is to do an auto payment from your cards once a month, like a gym membership or something like that that's automatically going to come out. Or designate it for gas, you know?
Okay. So just like keep that card, but you're always getting gas with it. So then it's always being used, but then you're paying it off.
Yeah. Now, those are universal cards. If it's a store card, then it's kind of hard to go, unless you have a lot of discipline, go into a store and just buy a scarf or a pair of stockings.
Oh, I was going to say, but I could get like boots or shoes once a month.
Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. But just don't go over that 30% of the limit.
Yeah, okay. That's not going to work. All right, Judith. Thanks so much. Always a pleasure. You give us this information.
Yes.
Just in time for the holidays.
Oh, yes. That is important.
All right. Judith Mason, Dollar Bank. Thanks so much. Appreciate you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.